listening to the best indie music. Playing great music all over the world.
Hello, you're listening to episode 2 of the I Hear Indie podcast. My name's Andrew Bracken, and welcome to the show. We're going to do it weekly on Tuesdays. Now, I know the last episode was only recorded a couple of days ago, but because I want to start doing it weekly on Tuesdays, I decided to release 2 in a week, and next week there'll just be 1. Okay, so welcome to the show. This is Florence the Machine, Cosmic Love remix. As I said, this is going to be our little theme tune. And thank you to the website, RCRDLBL.com. They are a website which allow you and me to use their music to listen to for free, including this song, and they allow like a short amount in your podcast, well, in whatever, as long as I give them attribution, which I'm doing right now. So thank you very much to them. And we're going to start with a song from an artist called Marina and the Diamonds. She's been a big hit, admittedly. And this is one of her songs from an album which has just been missed. You know, they don't look at this song. It's called Numb. I love it. I love her voice in it. It's very sort of pure and simple, so enjoy it. After this, we've got a bit of Mike Black guitar, Arcade Fire cover, and some indie pop. Here we go.
Time I will wonder why I got dark only to shine.
This is Marina and the Diamonds with Numb. This is the album version, although I don't believe there has been a single yet. So this is the only version. You're listening to the I Hear Indie podcast. Welcome to the show. If you haven't listened before, this is episode 2. And we play indie music, we talk about it. And by we, I mean me, you, the community. Tune Vibes used to have a number of DJs. With I Hear Indie podcast, for now it's just going to be me. But we will have some guests, including probably... I asked him the other day and he said, yeah, he will probably come on. The owner of noisetrend.com, Felipe, and he owns this website, which is known within indie artists as quite, a useful website, and used to promote these artists. So it's quite cool. It's like a little social network about indie music. So check that out, noisetrend.com, So, next up we're going to play a little bit of this track, just a short snippet, because this is from that very nice website, RCRDL, I can't spell it, I'm sorry, I have to learn, okay, RCRDLBL.com. Now, as I said, just a snippet, and it's The Drums covering Arcade Fire, We Used To Be. Here we go, enjoy. There we go, that was a bit of The Drums covering We Used To Be, by Arcade Fire, that band over there. So, very, very cool, liking that song, and I'm liking the cover by The Drums. Now, you may not know The Drums, they are a known indie band. They've sung I Wanna Go Surfing, it's a song which, it did very well, so, yeah. Next up, we're going to play a song by Mike Black. Now, Mike Black is, I'd call him a friend at this point, because I've known him for quite a bit now of time. He's from Aberdeen, and I've interviewed him before. I'm sure we'll get him on here sometime. And, so, this is one of his songs from his new album. His new album, I've been informed, comes out this month. So, when it comes out, we'll promote it on the show, we'll tell you all about it, we'll play a couple of his songs. But here's one of the songs from the album. It's called Be There. I like this track because it's quite upbeat. And you know me, I love upbeat. So here it is. Be There. It's by Mike Black, M-Y-K-E Black. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, lots of those places. Check it out. It's called Be There.
How do you where you going? I do believe you said you would walk with me. Walk with me, talk about things. How's it going so far? That looks nice to you by not today. How about I walk you all the way? I like it when you tell me how you always feel so safe with me. Say that you don't feel at all at heart. Just a second, where's the standard goodnight kiss for me? Or two or three, or we could make some. Lay your head just here and close your eyes, and soon you'll drift away. And it's safe to say you're fairly far from harm. Such a world.
Mike Black. That was him. What an artist. He is a musician, as I said, from Aberdeen. Very cool. I believe he's from Aberdeen because I know his music is going on sale in the shops in Aberdeen. And there'll be a download, of course. So those of you who want to get it on download, you'll be able to. Of course, not everyone lives in Aberdeen, including me. So I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll maybe you can get the CD shipped. I'm not sure. If not, I'll just download it. So that was Be There On from his new album. That was Mike Black. So, again, that's something really new. I'm sure that he'll be, you know, doing very well. And it's nice to hear. This is one of the songs which is brand new, because it's not even released yet. Now, I know him, and like, I've worked with him before in Tune Vibes when we played his music. So that's why I'm playing it. But as I said, this song will be out soon. And I'm sure that all the other podcasts will be playing it soon. But we've just got ahead, if you know what I mean. So, welcome to the show. We've only got a few minutes left, but welcome to the I Hear Indie podcast. Some of you may be asking, why is it short? Now, the reason it's short is because I want something short and snappy, because there's, you know, I want something where we can play a few songs which you can sort of listen to over the week, and from that, you can find more music. You can go, oh, I like that song, I'll look at more into that artist, and, you know, have a whole collection. And by the end of the week, hopefully, it's like a book club, but for music. Your job is to listen to that artist and to find out more if you like them. And if you don't, then wait until next week, because there'll be lots more music which you'll enjoy. Now, this week I'm going to pick a track from... It's a little segment I'm going to do. I can't pronounce this either, but I'll have a go. It's something I've followed for a few months. It's called Blalocks. Blalocks. Oh, I'm really bad at this. Blacklocks. I don't know. Blalocks. BLA Locks, so Blalocks, I think, indie rock playlist. You may know about this, it's absolutely amazing. You get loads of free indie music, so Google that, Blalocks indie rock playlist. Again, if you even misspell it a bit, Google will correct you, so you know. And my pick of the week is a weird song, but it's actually quite cool. Well, I mean, the topic is weird. It's called Calicola, and it's by The Smileys. Yeah, and another weird name. The one thing I do like for my bands are cool names. Maybe that just shows how sort of materialistic I am in a way, that I like them to have a cool name. And I wouldn't say this is the coolest name, but I will say it's a good song. So I'll just play a couple of seconds, just under fair use, just quickly give you a snippet. But I can tell you that I really like the song, and I think you should check it out. You can get it free from that website. So quickly, here we go. I don't know how I can... A stolen revolver and I've been a getaway man. Now my life working just as I planned. And I'm thinking that my drinks taste just right. Again, it's about a drink, but it is good. I like it a lot, and I'm going to be sure listening to that. So every month from that website, you can literally download a whole playlist of music. And what I do is, I'm going to be harsh here, I go through and I listen to 5 seconds from each song, and I go, okay, I don't really like that one, don't really like that one. Now, it may be mean a bit, because for me, I usually have to get used to some songs, but again, I'm just looking for lots and lots of music, and I don't really have time to go through like the 80 songs they give you. So I usually get quite a few songs every month from that. I usually take out of the 80, probably about 20, which I like, and put those in my iTunes. So, you know, it's good, lots of free music. That's the great thing about indie. A lot of the artists are really sort of kind, and they will give you their music for free, or at least cheap. And if not, the point is, with indie, by the end, you should probably like them enough to buy their music. So that's what I do. I hope you buy your music too, because you're supporting the artists. I admit, if you don't want to support the record labels, you do what you want. But if you do want to support the artists, then especially with indie artists, buying the music is the way. And I always buy my music wherever happens, just to give you that disclaimer. Especially because I go to a school which is affiliated with the music industry in the UK. So me saying I don't would be a bad thing, but I do. So welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. I don't know why I said welcome when we're leaving, but thank you for listening, guys. Subscribe to us on iTunes. As you know, you can do that by going on audioboo.fm/iHearIndie and clicking the iTunes button. Or it should be in the iTunes store very soon. And you can also go to our feed burner. Let me see what that is. Our feed burner. Oh, it's too late now. Our feed burner is feeds.feedburner.com/iHearIndie podcast, twitter.com/iHearIndie. Thank you for listening, guys. You've got the love I need to see me through.